our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha! Series 2.
The series 2 of an infinite amount of series.
Because we took a hiatus inadvertently, but it happened.
Yeah, we...
Well, we had a move. I mean, like, that first week, it wasn't gonna happen. We were doing a lot of stuff.
All right, I gotta put this Rubik's Cube down.
Yeah, you're a little distracted there.
I got a Rubik's Cube. We sold a bunch of stuff, and I got $47 in a Rubik's Cube for it.
I see, I don't know if the Rubik's Cube is, like, that's a barter system. Is that even legal? I wish it was. I wish everything worked in a barter system. Like, I wish you could just go in a store and be like, okay, I have season 2 of The X-Files, and I want 6 loaves of bread.
People try and do that. People try and do that to me all the time.
Do they really?
Yeah, well, some girl came in, and she's like, I have 4 DS games and some other games. Can I get a DS for it? And I said,
she clearly
no.
doesn't have, know the value of a DS.
Well,
To
be fair, she was
DS's?
Like 15, so
oh,
she had no
she's
idea.
Just dumb. Do you even take the old DS's?
Yeah, they still work.
Like the gray ones?
The gray.
DS Fat.
Yeah.
The first DS.
The one where the whole Game Boy Advance game fits into it?
No. That's still a DS Lite.
No.
Oh, the whole thing fits in? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I had one of those. Well, I did have one.
Yeah,
maybe I'll get it back.
I mean, they're the same thing.
I hope I get it back. I know, I like them a lot better, actually.
I like that the whole game goes in it.
They're bigger and bulkier, and the screen's really dark.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. That's why they came up with the DS Lite, is because they're bigger and bulkier, so they made it smaller, and then the light actually comes from the fact that it's brighter. Because you couldn't play it in the sun, like outside, because it was too dark.
But anyway, yeah, we moved.
We moved, and our stuff is... Well, I still haven't moved on my stuff, though, because we need to go get more of my stuff.
Yeah, apparently.
I don't even know how much more stuff I have that we need to get.
It should be too much. I'll have to get some boxes from work.
Yeah, I don't think we'll have to find a place to put all the rest of my stuff. I think a lot of it's, like, clothes.
So we've been up to a lot of different things.
Yeah, I got 2 jobs.
3 jobs.
Well, but one was only for 2 weeks.
Right, but you did it for
right.
2 weeks.
So, well, I mean, it was, I don't know, I guess it's kind of a job, but it wasn't really a job. It was just like a thing, and then I'm getting paid for it.
That's
you know?
A job.
But right, it's the kind of thing that they usually make people volunteer, but then they're like, well, you can get paid.
I think it's like a temporary job.
Is that it? Yeah,
it was
8 days.
8 days of
8 days
hours
of
each.
Teaching kids how to make circuits, and they had no idea. They didn't get it. Mm-hmm. Like, 3 of them kind of got it.
Mm-hmm.
They knew you had to do something with negative and positive, and that they had to have a negative and a positive, but they didn't really understand, like...
We did circuits.
That you had to make them connect.
We made
stuff.
A robot.
We totally did. We made a Bristlebot. And then I repurposed it. I don't know if you know that.
You did? What did you
do? Yeah.
Changed it? Oh,
yeah,
it's got
legs. It's just straight in the battery. I got legs now. It's just straight in the battery, and I took the thing off.
What happened? You put a new battery on it? Does it still walk?
Oh, it totally ate the battery this time.
Oh.
Well, the problem is I don't have, like, a switch or anything now, so
it
the lead's just taped onto the battery.
Oh, what happened to the switch?
So it doesn't want to make a secure connection. It's sitting around somewhere.
Oh, I didn't know you changed it. We made robots, and then you changed our robots.
I did. Well, we can.
Did you design them to take over the world?
No, not that. It's mostly tape and a little pager motor, so.
Okay.
Where did it go? Oh, it's not going to move on here. It's going to be real.
Yeah, they can't really see it. I see it.
But it kind of moves around. It's got some legs on it.
I don't know if you can hear it, but it's got like.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying sounding.
It's got paper clips. I like the. What happened to the bristles? Those were fun.
Oh, they're around. I brought them back inside. They were in my car. I took it apart because I wanted to see if I could do better than the kids, and I totally did, of course. I bested some 10-year-olds, man, let me tell you.
Sure. So, some new things that have been happening the last couple weeks. The new Torchwood started?
We only talked about one of my jobs.
Oh, did we?
I had three.
Okay, yeah. And your second job
My second job is I clean people's apartments. And if anyone is moving out of an apartment, if you're ever moving out of an apartment, anybody in the whole world, do your cleaner a favor and attempt to clean. Even try. I don't care if you do it badly. Just try. Cleaning up a year of people's filth is gross.
Remember when I moved out and you made me scrub the floor behind the stove?
Yeah. It has to be done. You lose money if you don't.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people...
I'm never going to do that again.
Why would you sacrifice...
I'll just pay the $10 to have somebody else do it.
No. Don't. I do that job now. It's very unpleasant.
Right. But it's unpleasant for me, too.
No, but Steve, here's the thing. We just moved into an apartment system where they charge a bunch.
Mm.
So we'll clean it.
I don't think we can get behind the stove here.
You take out the drawer underneath.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Yeah. You take out the drawer and you clean, like, underneath that.
So, if when we move, anyway. We better not get charged for anything when we move.
I know, right? If we get charged for something, I'll be real sad about it. I'll fight it, too. I'll be like, that's clean. I do this. But, yeah, this is the most hazardous job I've ever had. Mm-hmm. So far, I've had chemical burns a couple times. Mm-hmm. I breathe in a lot of fumes. I have bruises. I don't even know where they could possibly come from.
Because
I don't remember hitting my legs on anything, but I have like 10 bruises.
The most hazardous job I ever had was a roofing job.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
And it was like a million degrees out.
I'm like afraid of heights, though, too.
It was literally a million degrees literally on the sun.
It probably was.
Literally.
Literally. On the surface of the sun.
Right.
I always wonder why they say that. The sun doesn't really have a surface.
Something...
God, the robot turned itself back on somehow.
It's alive! It's gonna try and take us over.
I thought I took it off, but I guess it didn't quite come off.
The AI happened.
Yeah, I'm creeped out now.
Our robot came alive.
Okay.
So do you think the robots are gonna take over soon? You don't think?
Not yet.
We
got a while till the singularity.
Oh, is that what they call it now?
Yeah, didn't you listen to that?
Right, I did, but I don't know. I was thinking like The Matrix or Terminator.
I think that it's all together.
It's all the same thing. But, yeah. I mean, they have different...
It manifests itself different ways.
Right.
It's
like
just different stages.
Well, in The Matrix, it was, you know, the robots had already taken over, and it was more computers instead of just robots. I guess, that's what the robot is a computer.
I think The Matrix is more plausible. Because it's coming where, right now, we're integrating ourselves more and more into our technology, where it might come to a point where we can't tell the difference between us in our technology and us outside of our technology.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I mean, the thing with Terminator is, sure, whatever, but why would they build robots to kill people when they could just use a program to subjugate us?
Yeah, exactly. It's,
like,
it's
they
not
wouldn't
as...
have to fight it out, they would just win.
Yeah.
Because they're smarter than
exactly.
us.
I think Terminator didn't take into account the fact that we're not going to be purely non-robot.
Right, well, the thing is...
It's not going to be, like, robots
I mean, people,
and
people
non-digital
people. People are basically cyborgs now.
Yeah,
they are. With
Bluetooth
headsets walking around.
Well, even
they're
just...
part of their...
You might as well get a phone implanted in your hand, you know, at this point. With
or
stuff,
just right under your ear.
Someone will... I've seen implanted watches. Like, they implant, like, LEDs underneath your skin.
What happens when it runs out of batteries?
I don't know. But I saw it. It was, like... I guess they were using it for disabled people so, like, they wouldn't forget their watches. So they knew what time it was and stuff. I know. It was so cool.
Could you, like, see it through your skin?
Yeah, that was the weirdest part.
So
it was, it was just underneath the surface of your skin.
I want one of those.
I don't know. God, I remember hearing about this at, like, Burger King in, like, 10th grade.
Does it glow?
There we go, yeah.
Is it actually real?
I'm pretty sure it was real. No, I didn't make it up.
I think you might have made it
I
up.
I didn't make it up.
Maybe it might have been one of those things that you hear from a 10th grader.
No. I read it somewhere, like, on an article in something.
Mm-hmm.
A newspaper or something.
That's pretty awesome.
It was real.
I want that.
I know. It's so cool. I don't know if I would want that, though.
I want to get a robot eye that can see through walls.
I don't think that's going to happen.
And a robot fist.
Like, what kind of technology do you have that can see through walls?
I don't know. I'm just x-ray.
What can penetrate
walls? I want an x-ray eye.
Yeah, okay. You want x-ray radiation constantly coming out of your eye? Of course.
Well, it's not going to go behind
so close
my
to
eye.
Your brain, of course.
Well, it's going to have lead behind it.
Oh, right. All that lead in your bloodstream.
Obviously. Or gold. Gold reflects it, too.
Yeah. I would just recommend maybe you just don't have that. Maybe you're better off living without seeing through walls. It would be confusing, though, right, if you only had one eye that could see through walls?
Or laser.
Like, how do you turn
laser
it on?
Laser vision.
How do you turn it on? What does that even mean? What does laser vision even mean?
It's like in case I have to point at something.
case you're doing a presentation and you forgot
and your laser pointer. I'll just look at it and then it'll point like, right over there. And then my eye will glow with the red. It'd be pretty badass, I think.
I think it would be confusing for your other eye. Like, how would you use your two eyes together?
Well, you'd figure it out.
I guess you'd have to adapt, but you'd see. They probably won't let you drive anymore.
Why don't
Plus,
you
maybe
drive?
You
I'm
should
a robot.
Just get. Maybe you should just get regular.
I'll get treads.
Maybe you should just get regular eye surgery, so you're not blind.
I'll get treads. And then I just drive around myself.
Okay, you just do that.
I'm gonna get myself modified.
So you're not even gonna be you anymore.
So your third job.
So my third job, I haven't started yet. I have orientation in like 3 days.
Right.
Target. Mm-hmm. Making not much money, but really I'm just putting things on shelves. Well, as far as I know, I'm putting things on shelves and being a backup cashier.
It took them a long time to get you set up.
It really
that.
Did. It took them a week. Well, it took them a call. It was like 2 days after I applied that I got a call from them, which was pretty good turnaround time. But then I had an interview like 2 days after that, and then I didn't hear anything for a week. And I think they want you to call them or to go in and find out what's going on. Because like the next day after I called them, they called me and set up the interview to tell me I had
a job.
Well,
that's just so they know you want the job. That's
I know,
how
but
I would
it was
do
like,
it too.
It was weird. Mm-hmm. But I did want the job, so then. And I had to take a drug test and a background check, and that took 5 days, 4 or 5 days to come through, so I've got at least half
passed,
a month invested.
You passed
this.
Your drug test?
I passed my drug test. It wasn't a hard test. Mm-hmm. I just had to pee.
Yeah.
That was probably the easiest test I've ever taken.
Yeah, you don't do drugs.
I don't do, I never plan to. I never want to.
And you don't have any felonies?
No, I have no felonies. Somehow, all the traipsing around I do in the dark, I've never gotten a felony.
Thing.
Yeah.
What do you do in the dark?
All those illegal things. Yeah, like crawl in people's roofs and stuff.
No, that's you're confusing yourself with a ninja.
Oh shit, I do that all the time. I have identity crisis, I don't know. Me or a ninja? Me
what?
Or a ninja?
Me. That reminds
me of
that
was a ninja.
Like on the Fry and Laurie.
A bit of Fry and Laurie.
When he said
which
that.
We just started watching. What, like a week ago? 2 weeks
well,
ago?
Well, it's just been on.
Right.
And then every once in a while I'll hear it.
You should
laugh
watch through
laugh.
The first series, because I watched most of that without you, and you just watched most of the second and third. You should watch the first one, the real good.
Oh, that's so
although,
good.
Although, what's his name? It's like, was it?
Freddy.
It became Nettie.
Nettie.
And Jake, was it?
I don't remember
either. I was real nervous. Such a good show.
Bum.
Oh, I want more comedy like that. And there's no laugh tracks. It's like a live audience.
Oh, yeah.
We're actually laughing because the things are
funny.
Funny.
Yeah, laugh tracks are kind of lame.
I would really like... I think someone could do a really good business if they just took all the mainstream shows and took the laugh tracks out of them and reposted them for people to see. Like, I really think you
I
could
think
make...
I think that's hard to do, though.
I know, but you could make money off that. No, it wouldn't be that hard to do. Because they always pause the dialogue in the show for the laugh track. They always put the laugh track in between the dialogue, so it wouldn't be that hard to take it out. It's just the way that a lot of movies would really suck without the music behind them.
Right.
Like, they wouldn't be that interesting if they didn't have that crazy music. I think it's the same way that a lot of sitcoms and stuff wouldn't be really funny at all without a laugh track.
Well, like British shows, they just never have laugh tracks.
Sometimes they have laugh tracks. Like, IT Crowd has laugh tracks.
Does it?
Yeah.
See, I don't even notice it anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of gross. But I think American shows... Like, I really think if you took out the laugh tracks, nobody would know when to laugh. And that's why they put them in. Because I don't think people know what they think is funny anymore.
Wow.
Because they're so used to people
so
telling
them
what they
think. Should we
take
the laugh
funny.
Tracks out of our podcast?
We should put laugh tracks into our podcast. Maybe things we would say would sound funny.
I think it would be better if we just put it where it's not funny.
Oh, we're like talking about something real solemn. Like, I ran over a bird today.
Yeah.
So the list, you have a list of things there, and I've just noticed that it's underneath the recipe for the pork roast you made.
Oh, that pork roast was awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Never used. Have you used the crock pot before?
Nope.
Is that the first time?
I'm new.
That was good, though.
I haven't picked up a Rubik's Cube since second grade, either.
I get bored with Rubik's Cubes. Like, I can usually puzzle through how to do it, but it just takes so much time that I get...
Well, I just messed it up again, so I'm going to try and redo it.
You want me to mess it up for you?
Yeah, I already did, but...
Okay.
Keep going.
I'm gonna do it.
Okay. Well, we can do it later too, instead of.
Well, I can do it. I don't have to look at it to mess it up.
You
kind of
do
because
it's gonna because you're gonna be like, oh, I just got stuck because the angle is a little off. See, you looked at it.
Yeah, you should take this apart and loosen it.
That's what she said.
What? That doesn't even make sense. Why would she ever say
that? So what happens
that?
If you're, like, messing it up and then you accidentally finish it?
I don't think that happens. I don't think that's a thing.
I don't think you accidentally finish it.
You know, nobody accidentally finishes a Rubik's Cube. It's like going home at night and be like, oh, I accidentally organized my whole apartment. Like,
accidentally.
Those things don't happen.
Yeah, that's crazy, though. Think monkeys can do Rubik's Cubes?
No. Dolphins probably could. Crows probably could. Pigs probably could, because pigs are real smart.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who else is real smart?
I don't know.
People.
Some people.
But do you think there's dumb dolphins?
Well, of course there's dumb dolphins.
There's a bell curve.
Yeah, it's always about. I don't think every race of anything is going to be true to, you know.
Well, I've seen some pretty dumb dogs, too.
Yeah, I've seen some really damn smart dogs, too. Mm-hmm.
But that goes by breed, though, generally.
It does a lot go by breed. The small dogs tend to be kind of dumb. But, I mean, golden retrievers are usually very, very, very smart.
You know who the smartest dogs are?
What?
Border collies.
I don't like border collies, though. That's the worst part.
You don't like them? Why?
I don't know. I just don't. But golden retrievers are generally very smart. Other sorts of dogs are also smart. Dachshunds are actually pretty smart, too.
They're cool, though.
I love dachshunds.
They look like wieners.
If we ever get a dog, we're going to have a dachshund.
No, we're never getting a dog.
I said if we ever get a dog. Okay. We might get a dog.
As long as we have one that stays outside.
No, it's not staying outside.
And doesn't get hair on anything, then I will have one.
Someday, if we live in a house, we'll just give it its own room. You're like, you sleep in here. And we'll lock off our room from access to the dog. Or like,
in all the living
like
areas.
Our yeah, like we'll get a 2-floor house, and our floor will be the second floor. And
so we're gonna buy a big house so we can have a dog.
Yeah. No. Well,
I'm not paying $40,000 so a dog can have his own floor in a house.
No, I'm just saying, like, if we have that, because I like houses. I would like to live in a house.
Oh right, yeah, we've been through that.
Yeah, we have been through that.
I don't really like. I mean, I like dogs, but I don't like that they have fur and that they poop.
Yeah, well.
And that they make noise.
I mean, there's worse things than that. They don't all make noise.
And that you have to, like, pay attention to them.
You don't have to pay attention to them either.
Not always, but
better than
do.
Cats. Cats you don't have to pay attention to. They fuck shit up. Mm-hmm. No, I like dogs. I'd probably get a rescue dog, though. Because half the time they're already trained.
A rescue dog?
Yeah, like a pound dog. Like, oh, not
like
a new
you're
dog.
Gonna, you're gonna... Like a used dog.
Yeah.
He's used, yo.
Well, right, then he doesn't get... killed by the people who can't afford to.
They killed Killer Bee.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Never mind.
What are you talking about?
It's from what's that movie? When you bought a dog, he's like, it's used, yo.
I mean, that's really helpful to
remember.
A person.
I don't remember what movie it is.
Okay.
But he bought a
dog.
Well,
that was a great story.
He bought a used dog.
Zeke was used too. Although he was kind of. He's a little aggressive. We were in denial of it for a long time. Because he was never really aggressive towards us. But he didn't like kids. We didn't like anybody who was walking by our house. And he didn't like guys. He was very afraid of males. Mm-hmm. Any male who would come to our house, he was afraid of. Except for Andy. Mm-hmm. But he was very afraid of guys.
I don't know if I want to use Doug. Because they got all kinds of issues.
No, they don't all have kinds of issues.
Well, they have some issues.
Not all of them. Some of them just came from loving homes from people who had to move and couldn't get their dog. Mm. It happens. Yeah, I wouldn't take an abused dog again. Because Zeke, when we got him, he was, my mom's coworker found him on the side of the road. And he was just laying there. And then he was still laying there the next day. And so she finally called and had them come pick him up. So I have 3 jobs. Now I only have 2 jobs. And then school's going to start in a month. Less than a month.
Are you excited for school?
I'm terrified for school.
Are you gonna learn it to me? Are you gonna teach
I'm
me
gonna
how to
try.
Do it?
If, I mean, if you want.
Because I think that'd be good.
It would be really good for me.
That's a good way for you to learn it, is
well,
by teaching it to me.
It is. It's a good way for anyone to learn anything, is to try and teach it to someone else. Yeah. But yeah, I'd like to, like, between now and then, I should get my calculus book, and you should, like, try to learn some calculus. Because mm-hmm. that'll make it more sensical.
I'll do some homeworks.
Yeah. There you go. I'll be like,
do I need a calculator
do
to
the
do
odd
it?
Number of problems? Yeah, but I have one.
A TI-83 plus.
I have a TI-86, which is the shittiest calculator.
Why is it...
TI-83 is better.
Than the 86?
Yeah.
Is it like the light version?
I don't know why. I think it's just because the 83 is required more by like high schools, so they put more time into developing it. Did you ever see the XKCD comic where they talk about, like, comparative technology? Like, wow, cell phones have gotten so much better for their money. Mm-hmm. And, you know, computers have gotten so much better for their money. And calculators, like, my calculator still costs $130. Mm-hmm. And it's got, like...
You can buy them real cheap at pawn shops.
Yeah, it's got, like, this, I know, it's got, like, the slowest processor and everything. But mm-hmm. it was the one that I was required to have in 8th grade.
Mm-hmm. And you still have it.
And I still have it. Nice. I haven't lost it since then. Which is pretty impressive, but it's really slow. Like, the graphing takes forever. It doesn't have nearly as many features or anything as 83s do, but I don't know why we're supposed to have it.
Make a graph.
I'd really like to get one that does differential equations.
I took...
There's one that can... There's some models that can solve differential equations, and I wouldn't have to do it all the steps every time.
I took a class called Business Calculus.
Uh-huh.
Which was very interesting to me, and I did pretty well.
Wait, you took a calculus class?
Yeah, but it wasn't real calculus. It was business calculus.
Well, I mean, it's still some calculus.
Like, was trying to figure out, like what's going to happen based on what already happened. And,
yeah.
Like, stuff like that.
That's pretty cool. Probabilities and whatnot.
Yeah, but using, like, formula. It's like, this is the formula for what's going to happen.
Oh, that's... oh, I suppose that's business. Real easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it was easy. Business
just
is easy.
Punching numbers into formulas, that's not...
Well, no, not really.
Well, as far as that goes.
You had to figure out, they give you some things and tell you to figure out what the formula is and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've done stuff like that.
And it was, you know, 10 years ago, so I don't remember
exactly
what it was.
What
but I remember there was like x3, or x cubed plus x squared plus x, but there was a bunch of numbers in front of it. And
right.
then it gave like a certain graph.
Mm-hmm. That's what that does.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a graph of a thing.
But I thought it was weird how, like, certain things you could graph them out and
mm-hmm.
see where it was at any point. Like, stuff
mm-hmm.
that, like, real stuff that happened. Like,
yeah, it's called modeling. That's half of what you do in physics. That's the theoretical, because there's two sides of most sciences. There's the theoretical side, and then there's the,
practical side.
Yeah. And the theory is usually modeling, coming up with equations that fit things. And then there's the hands-on experimental side,
mm-hmm.
where you actually just go do that and try and work backwards.
And try and figure out what would happen in different situations and then go do it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Theoretical and experimental would work together. In practice, they tend to just fight with each other. Like, the theorists say, like, we need to figure out what the stuff is, you know, by equations and whatnot. And modeling it to see how quickly or how well we can match what seems to be going on in real life. And the experimentalists are like, why don't we just do it a bunch and we'll figure out how it works.
Right, but then they both do it their way and it works out, right?
Not always. But yeah.
Because sometimes it's different.
I mean, but yeah, ideally they would just work together and be like...
But they don't.
We'll see. We'll do this experiment and then you can try and do a model and make it fit. And then we'll try and tweak our experiment based on that. But
right, but no.
Not always.
What kind of physics experiments can you do?
That's a really open-ended question. I mean, there's a lot of different...
Like, I understand, like, chemistry, you know, things you can do. You put two chemicals together and see what happens.
But that's not necessarily what they do anymore in chemistry. Like, because most of it, they put all those chemicals together and they know what happens.
Right.
So now what they try and do is, like... How much of this chemical can we put in to get the best thing out that we want? Or...
Right. Well, yeah.
Or... Molecular, like on a molecular level, on an atomic level, like how can we tweak this so these things interact the way that we need them to make something so our world works the way we want it to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physics, I guess a lot of it, from what I know, is using big crazy machines to try and figure out what's going on in tiny little things. It's like the bigger the machine, the tinier thing you're trying to look at, which is so weird to me. But I guess it kind of makes sense, because you usually need a lot of energy to analyze little tiny things. Okay, so we'll talk briefly about Torchwood, because I don't want to go on about it too much, because I'm mad.
Well, okay, so I watched Torchwood a few years ago when it was on. Actually, my ex-wife watched Torchwood while I was doing something else.
So you just gotta get secondhand Torchwood?
Yeah, and then I saw like the first episode, and then like a couple episodes in the middle. And then later on, I watched it by myself, and I was like, this is really good.
And then I watched all of it, pretty much all of it in like a week.
Because we were...
Because we knew the new one was coming.
Yeah, the new one started in whatever, July...
Two weeks ago. Something like that.
2 weeks and a couple days
ago. Yeah. So I finished by the second episode. Mm-hmm. I finished.
So then we watched the first two episodes of that.
So this season is American.
Yeah, it's called Miracle Day. And basically the story of it is nobody dies anymore.
We don't really know the story of it. That's
no,
the
it's
thing.
Nobody dies anymore.
I mean, that's part of it, though, is that we don't know... Like, really, all we know right now is there's just probably going to be some spoilers here, but who cares? We'll try not to spoil too much.
Well, basically all it is people don't die anymore.
People don't die except for Jack, who can die.
Right. Jack, well, we don't... He didn't die,
he thinks he's mortal, though, because he's not healing.
Right, he can get damaged now, but I think he might just be...
No, but he's not healing, like, he's getting infections and stuff.
Right, no, I get that, but so is everybody else.
Right.
But I think that they... Maybe something, like, drew off of him to make everybody else...
I don't know,
like
but
that.
Really, well, really all we know is that nobody can die... Jack is mortal-ish,
like he gets hurt and he doesn't heal.
And one of the
right
pharmaceutical
away.
Companies knew about it. Like that's in three episodes. That's all we've learned.
And we also know that airplanes blow up and cars drive around.
Lots
real fast.
Of car chases and gay sex. We know about gay sex.
Oh yeah, that was.
It was so unnecessary.
Right, I was just like, is it over yet?
I mean, that's one of the points that I've noticed about this series is that there's nothing subtle. Mm-hmm. Because apparently Americans don't understand subtlety. We have to just be all out. Because, okay, so the series is a collaboration between BBC and Starz, American Network. And I guess that gay scene was cut out in BBC because Starz is a cable network, and so they can show what they want. And they cut out the sex scene. And it wasn't just gay sex. It was regular sex, too. But it was just so unnecessary.
Just
they didn't need to put that
like
in
the
there.
Whole rest of the series never
yeah,
had that.
Yeah, it was really gratuitous.
Yeah, it just wasn't necessary at all.
Like, we could have we got that it was going to happen long before that. We didn't need to see
any
of
just,
that. It's not that I'm opposed to it, it's just it wasn't necessary.
And the
know?
New characters are just kind of... Like,
flat.
Like, the detective guy is just real angry all the time. He's just yelling about
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, I find that I don't really care about these characters all that
much.
Yeah,
the girl's
I
okay.
I still don't even remember where the girl was from.
She's, like, from...
Was she his coworker?
Yeah,
or?
I think she worked at, I think they're CIA.
Yeah, we're three episodes in, I don't remember.
I think she's CIA, but she has no, she like acts like she has no idea what she's doing. She's kind of dumb.
Yeah.
And all she wants to do is correct Gwen's real English into American English.
That made me so mad. She's like, they're called chips over here, not crisps.
Uh-huh.
I was like, fuck you.
Yeah, whatever, girl. And... Yeah.
Oh, that was so, No, Gwen has suddenly become super badass.
Yeah,
and
like all techie.
And yeah, and she knows everything technical now, because I guess nobody else does, so they're just, Gwen knows it, whatever.
Yeah, well she's like the other Torchwood, it's like
right.
her
and
Jack.
Reese had to stay back with the baby, so we've
so
seen
not
almost nothing of Reese.
Yeah. He was in like the first episode, and then...
And they're not even really the only other character. They haven't even mentioned Yanto or Owen.
They mentioned Yanto.
They barely mentioned, they kind of passively mentioned Tosh once, I think.
They mentioned Yanto.
Did they mention Yanto? I don't remember that.
Yeah.
But yeah. And things are, like, there was one scene, I don't remember what it was, but I remember it being very much like, okay, this is an exposition scene, because one of the characters said, like, something like, oh, you're talking about FICOR, that thing that we have all over the United States and the whole rest of the world. It's just that everyone knows about. I was like, that's the best we can do with dialogue this episode.
I'm not really sure what Bill Pullman's all about. He's just kind of like...
He's just a...
Like,
well, he's supposed to be the bad guy. You're not sure if he's bad sort of
thing.
Yeah,
he's bad.
Well, of course he's bad.
Like, he's a murderer.
Yeah, he's a rapist murderer.
Yeah.
But, well, Bill Pullman just kind of is squinty.
He's just like a squinty.
It's not...
I'm not sure.
That's just what... People can't see the face.
I know,
the
can't see it, but it's pretty
you're
close.
You're squinting. Yeah, you're looking exactly like Bill Pullman right now. Given the option of choosing who you were, I don't know who I would pick.
Like, if there was not... If there's
it's
a list 50, of three...
It's 50-50 Adam Clutch Bill Pullman.
If there was three suggestions... Or three,
I might go with Bill Pullman.
Right, if his
Who would the other one be?
I don't know.
Fucking, like, Marlon Brando or some shit?
No, like Chris Walken and... Tom Selleck.
And you're not even on the list? I can't even pick you.
No. Well, because it's me, obviously.
Right. But it's not that obvious. You look just like the woman. I couldn't even tell.
Did I mention I was a master of disguise?
Did you ever see that movie?
No.
I didn't either. I thought it might be real cool when it came out, and then I was like, wait a second, Dana Carvey? I don't think so.
Actually, when it came out, I thought it was probably not cool at all.
Really? Well, I was young enough that I was like, this is probably
you
awesome.
Probably
he was dressed 11. Up as a turtle.
About
yeah,
11.
That sounds about
when
right.
It came out.
Yeah.
But we watched Super 8 last night.
We watched Super 8, which is pretty good.
Is that right?
I thought it could have probably been better, but it was
I think
good.
It would have been better if we would have seen everything.
Yeah, well, we were watching on a monitor.
It wasn't
the best contrast, and it was pirated.
It was, like, real fuzzy, and, like,
and
you
like
could barely
the,
see the monster.
And the camera, like, the picture just kind of moved, shifted up or down every once in a while. Do you notice
right.
that?
Yeah, it was very, very subtle.
But, yeah, it could have been
but,
a
I mean,
better
it was. I mean, we got to see the movie.
It was cool.
What
it would have been better in the theater, most
right.
definitely.
Or if it was in the HD.
Or just a bigger screen.
Right. Or just, well, we couldn't see it. Like, there's,
yeah.
I knew there was a monster somewhere, but I couldn't see
if
it.
If the whole room had been dark, like, extra super dark, like, no windows, we probably would have been okay.
It probably would have been a lot cooler in the theater.
Yeah. But oh well, we didn't see it in the theater. But it was okay. I kind of wish that the alien had actually played more of a part.
Yeah.
Because it was just kind of there in passing. I'm not entirely sure what that movie set out to accomplish.
I think it set out to accomplish the fact that there was an alien and there were some kids making a movie.
But they didn't even make the movie. They didn't even finish the movie. We didn't even find out if they finished the movie and won the prize.
Oh, yeah, there was a prize.
Yeah, there was going to be like a competition that 15 and 16-year-olds were entering.
Yeah, I guess it
but
never really finished. The only thing it finished was the alien.
Yeah, the alien
line.
Ended up.
I want to see the zombie movie that the kids were making.
Yeah, it looked like a good movie. That one girl was a good actress.
She was.
Well, it looked like a good shitty movie, but I like good
right,
shitty movies.
Right, they're made by a 14-year-old or whoever old
think
it was.
They're like
12.
12, probably 13.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess it wasn't. It should have been. Should have been more.
I think I expected something different. Something more than that. Because I'd heard so many good things about it. Not that I was disappointed with the movie, it was a good movie, but I think it could have. But it felt really long.
Yeah, I think it felt really long because not enough stuff happened.
Oh, yeah, some of it was just a lot of action that wasn't really filling anything.
Yeah, there's a lot, I mean, not a lot of, there could have been a lot more in it.
Yeah.
With less time taken.
Yeah. Yeah, but I did feel like it was going real long. And I think I was starting to fall asleep by the end, so I was really glad when it was over.
I just wanted to see the alien a lot, like, up close. Better.
Yeah, just see what it looked like. We should look up what a picture of the alien looks like.
You can do that.
Do it right now.
All right, well, let's...
let's do this, and then we'll end it.
We're going to look it up while we're
doing this.
We're going
to look it up.
All right, we're here to clickety-clicking on the keyboard.
Super 8 Alien.
Let's check the picture of it.
Oh, I guess it's supposed to look like that.
There
maybe
it is.
It's an art. Or maybe that. Or, I don't think anyone knows what it looks like.
Oh, okay, so maybe it's just not us then.
Yeah, I guess it wasn't supposed to... Maybe it wasn't supposed to be clear enough to see.
I think it was.
These all seem to be, like, people interpretations of it.
Like what they think it should look like. It has big
Yeah,
hands.
Well, this movie hasn't come out on DVD yet, though, right?
Okay.
So people haven't been able to take screen caps of it and put them online yet. Because mostly these are just press photos and whatever.
Oh, sure.
So when the movie comes out on DVD, I'm sure people will have more to analyze
thing,
it.
The main thing that I liked about it was that it was set in the early 80s. Which is probably about
that
the time
That was a good time to set that.
I think it was like when J.J. Abrams was that age.
Probably.
He wrote it so like when he was 10.
Right, so it would have been like that.
Yeah.
She was a creepy zombie. The girl was real good at it.
Yeah, she was good at being a creepy zombie.
Good creepy zombie. But yeah, I'm guessing we'll be able to see it more. I don't want to know what those cubes were all about.
Yeah, I think they were like amorphous metal that he could change into making what he wanted out of.
Maybe. But then why did they have them? I don't know. Because
they were his ship. I think they said that. Like when they were watching the videos.
Yeah, I was a little confused by that. But anyway, we can
I think we're talking about the movie too much.
We're
spoilers!
It's too late. It doesn't matter. We'll put a spoiler tag on the thing. I don't think anyone who's listening probably really cares. Anyway.
Yeah. It'd be...
If anyone is listening, if you're listening, thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Tell someone else to listen. We'll be back now consistently.
The movie was fun. Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be doing this weekly. We'll post it. What day is it today?
Tuesday?
Okay, we'll post them on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays?
Tuesdays.
Well, I don't know about Tuesdays.
Why not?
You can edit it right now.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Why am I crazy?
So crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm
regular. Well, I guess I can't even listen to them. Just the idea of listening to it, especially right after we did it, would just drive me nuts.
Right, I'll just edit it and then we'll post it.
Oh, we do have the Super 8 Ball. I'll end it with that. And with the Super 8, or the,
the Super 8
Magic
Ball.
8 Ball. Sorry. I'm gonna suck on the movie. Alright, ask a question.
What,
it's
your
we'll
turn.
End with its answer. Oh, it's my turn? Alright. Am I gonna get burned, bruised, or maimed tomorrow at work to the point where I have to actually do something about it? Dress the wound instead of just look and say, that's inconvenient.
That's a complicated question.
That's a yes or no question.
Alright.
Alright, here we go. Don't count on it.
You should be fine.
I'll be fine.
Just don't do it on purpose.
I wouldn't. It hurts.
But you would do it just to spite the Magic 8 Ball.
I wouldn't, though. I totally wouldn't.
Because it hurts.
Why would I hurt myself?
I don't know. Okay, bye.